Body of Christ. Good evening. I am Gordon Honeycomb, and this is the 6 o'clock news. Three members of the renowned music group the Miami Show Band were killed last night on their way home after performing a concert in County Down. Two members of the band who survived the massacre described the men who stopped them as being dressed in British Army fatigues, although it appears from evidence gathered at the scene that the men were members of the loyalist paramilitary group, the UVF. "Well, the dirty Brit bastards. Michael, watch that language in front of the children." "What's a bastard, Daddy?" "It's a baby who doesn't have a mammy or a daddy." "Do the Brits not have mammies or daddies?" "They're the divil's spawn. Now would you swish till I hear the rest of the news?" The armed men then tried to place an explosive device under the driver's seat of the van, but the bomb exploded prematurely, killing two of the gunmen. The other gunmen then opened fire on the rest of the band, killing lead singer Fran O'Toole, trumpeter Brian McCoy, and guitarist Anthony Geraghty. "Children, bless yourselves. May the Lord have mercy on their souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen." When I turned 7, I proposed marriage to the girl of my dreams. It wasn't a decision I took lightly. This was serious stuff, and the possibility of a rejection was a very real concern. I fretted over it for weeks, trying to compose the most effective approach. I could barely sleep, the anticipation was so great. Margot Kelly was in my class at school. She was a bright, energetic girl, pretty and clear-eyed. She struck me as a girl capable of just about anything she put her mind to. She had short, dark hair and bright, rosy cheeks, and when she smiled...